The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello. Welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said, looks can be deceiving. And we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me today as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. But you mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. So, it's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for Exposing the Masters Within. Let's get started.
It's 2013 for those listening live, and it's, of course, whatever your time is. If you're listening to the recording, welcome to the program. Either way, I am happy to have you here with me to co-create today's session. So, let's jump right into the connection process here. As usual, to begin with, we're going to connect within. That's the place we go here to start with. So open up and set the intention that you are allowing your own energy, your own mastery, your own divinity, your own spirit or soul or oversoul, your divine essence, whatever term or terms work best for you, allowing that energy to fill you, to bring that in, to fill you at the physical level, at the emotional level, at the mental level, to flow in and fill your aura and your entire energy field, and then to flow down all of those energetic connections in each of our relationships, in each of your relationships, to bring your power, your mastery into your relationships more fully in this moment than it was in the last. And of course, as you're doing this, as you're opening, as you're allowing this energy to flow, you will experience it in whatever way is perfect for you. And you will expand it as you allow your breathing to be deep and easy. So let that be in your consciousness, to open up your breathing. No need to force it, but just open it. And that's what we're doing here in general in this connecting process, is opening to what's already with us all the time that we tend to get in the way of with our fears, our doubts, our concerns, our beliefs, our experience of separation. And so we're seeking now to let those go by focusing directly on this opening, by focusing on this expansion into mastery, this connection process into our mastery. So take a deep breath. And knowing that this opening that you just did within your own energy field to your own power, that's going to remain open at least this much throughout the time that we're connecting here today. We're going to move on to the next level of connection. And this one is to connect with our Mother Earth, our anchor point in physical dimension. And people have different ways of connecting here, different ways to think about it, different ways to term it, different ways to do that opening. Some find it easiest to open through the root chakra. Some find it easiest to open through the chakras in the feet. Some find it easiest to open through the cells of the skin, while others open through every cell of the body. Allow yourself to play with these. Find out what works best for you. And again, you're opening, you're setting the intention to allow yourself to receive, in this case, the love and support of our Mother Earth. She loves us so much that we have gravity keeping us connected to her, as we talked about a long time ago in one of the early programs. So allow yourself to receive that. Allow that energy, that love, that support that she offers in every moment, and yet we're not necessarily very aware of much of the time. Allow that energy to flow into your physical body, your emotional body, and your mental body. Allow it to flow into your aura and to fill your entire energy field, including expanding through all of those connections you have in all of your relationships, supporting you to be more fully present and more fully empowered in all of those relationships. And again, knowing that this connection, these connections with our Mother Earth are going to remain open to at least this degree throughout the time that we share here. Let's move on and open the next set of connections. And this is to all of those beings who are not in body right now and yet are here serving us, supporting us, cheerleading us. I'm talking, of course, about our angels, our spiritual masters and guides, the ascended masters, and all the other spiritual teachers and mentors that we might work with in these other dimensions where we exist, in supporting us in this dimension, in these dimensions down here on Earth in a physical body. And so again, we're opening up, and some open through the crown, some through the third eye, some through the heart, some it's about the whole body again. Find what works best for you. Open those doors to allow yourself to receive the love and support of your spiritual team, of your team of helpers and supporters. And again, let that energy of their love and support fill you at the physical level, at the emotional level, at the mental level. Allow it to flow through and fill your aura and your entire energy field, and then flow down into all of those connections that you have in each and every one of your relationships. And again, let your breathing be easy and deep to allow this flow to expand as fully as possible. And once more, knowing that this set of connections will remain open to at least this degree throughout the time that we share here today, let's move on to the next set of connections. And that set of connections is about this community, the community of exposing the masters within, all of those of us who come together each week to create this program together. I'm here, except at the end, not doing conscious channeling, but I am here acting as the voice of our mass consciousness, acting as the voice of this community. And so this is about opening up to the community energy, that energy of this group, and the shared intention that we have, which is stepping into experiencing and expressing our mastery more fully, our divinity more fully, our power more fully. And so that shared intention that we have as a community, as a mass energy, is what we're tapping into here and opening to allow that energy to flow into you. Again, open in whatever way works best for you, but it's going to fill you at the physical level, at the emotional level, and at the mental level. It's going to support you in your entire aura and your entire energy field, and even in all of your relationships. As we walk this path into mastery, we cannot help but become more honoring of the divinity in others and have that reflection coming back to us. And so as we allow this energy, this support, to flow into all of our relationships, we can step into them in a more empowered place and support those we're in relationship with as they step into their power more fully. And so, again, allow your breathing to just be the vehicle that opens these doors that pumps these energies. And knowing as well that we keep these connections open, at least this fully, while we continue on in our connection today, we open to the next level. And this time, we're opening to the mass consciousness of all the light workers. And the shared intention that they all have, that is the same. It is about stepping into empowerment. It is about connecting with divinity. All light workers share that basic energetic intention, at least as I'm defining the term, at least the mass consciousness that we are specifically connecting with. And so again, we have a massive energy on the planet with the millions of light workers that there are, that we can tap into and use as an energy source to support us in our own individual opening. And so again, allow yourself to open, to receive this energy to the degree that you're ready to access it. And let it come into you at the physical dimension, at the emotional dimension, at the mental dimension, filling you throughout your aura and your entire energy field. And once more, flowing down and filling, supporting all of your relationships, empowering them. As you empower yourself, you support the empowerment of others. And once more, knowing that we will keep these open as long as we are connecting here, we expand once more into another level. And this is to connect with all of humanity. And for me, it's about going to the place, that place in each human where we have the desire, we have the spark, we have the urge to better things in our lives and in the world. And I personally believe that that is the point where our personal energy field in this body, our personality, etc., interacts with and has never been completely cut off from the experience of our divinity. And that's the point that we're connecting with here. And that is in every human. Those who don't have that spark choose to leave their body. So it's in every human in body right now. And that is a huge, huge mass consciousness. That energy that has in it, I'll call it optimism. There may be lots of pessimists out there in their life, but yet they're still staying in body. So they have this energy. And it is that energy of forward momentum toward improvement, toward betterment, toward a better life. Some might call it hope, but I wouldn't. It's about a trust that better is possible. And so we're connecting with that and energizing ourselves with that energy from that mass consciousness, helping us to open even further our connection to our own divinity, but also our connection to the interdependent community of all of us on the planet. And so again, allow yourself to open in and receive this to the degree that you choose. You don't have to consciously choose, just say, to the degree that serves me, and allow it to fill you at the physical, at the emotional, and at the mental levels, to flow in and fill your aura and your entire energy field, and to flow down into and support all of your relationships. And just breathe that in and let yourself feel the degree you've shifted since we began. For some, it might be a tremendous shift, depending on where you were when you started. For others, it may be subtle or seemingly even non-existent. But a change has taken place because you have set intention and you have opened. And even if you're not consciously aware of it, a shift has occurred. And so take a deep breath. And thank yourself for that. Thank yourself for being willing to open these connections, to being willing to open to receive support. One of the things that I've heard in so many private sessions and in numbers of groups through the years that I've been channeling is that we in human body don't ask enough. We don't ask for enough help. So this here at the beginning of the program is about a reminder that because this is a free will planet, those spiritual beings who are not in body, they do not have the right to simply wave the magic wand, so to speak, in our life and fix things for us. We need to ask for and open to help. We need to ask for and open to receive that support. And, of course, that's true in our interactions with those in body as well. But in the channeling, they're talking about it not being very frequent that we choose to ask for aid from these divine helpers, or even from our Mother Earth, who I would also define as one of the divine helpers, but she's got a body, so a little bit different. And I think that that's a very valid point that they make. I talk to a lot of people in their process, support a lot of people in their process, but it's always been, I don't know if amazing is exactly the right word, but it's always been very much a part of my awareness, both in my own process and in working with others, the tendency to wait until things reach a certain level of chaos or a certain level of pain before we're willing to ask for the help. And that, we would be much better served if we were to open to that support on a more regular way. So that's a big part of the reason why we start each program this way, is to help anchor that energy of asking for support, opening to that support, even when we don't necessarily need it to fix something in our lives. It's about opening to that connection. And that is a core of walking this path into greater and greater mastery, greater and greater empowerment. And so that brings me back to where we were last week, working with ideas that I connected with out of Joseph Campbell's book, The Hero with a Thousand Faces. And brief summary of the main idea that we're talking about here, which is the path of the hero. Now, I'd like to equate that with this path that we're walking, the path of mastery. That's kind of why I brought it up at all last week. But in the book, Campbell takes all of the myths and the stories, and even the stories out of the religious traditions, and boils them down to this essence, this essential place, the path of the hero, and essentially discerns and defines three aspects to that path. And last week we talked about the first aspect predominantly, and that's the piece of separation. Feeling separate from community, specifically in that way of looking at it. And that feeling of separation is what propels the hero, and I don't mean to be sexist here, that's his term, hero or heroine, it's not about gender. That's what propels the hero or heroine out on the journey. Out onto the journey. Well, what is that journey? That journey is the journey toward empowerment, toward self-discovery, etc. The second piece of that journey is what he calls initiation. And so today we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about initiation, what that means in that context of the hero's journey, what that means in the context, excuse me, of walking this path toward empowerment, into empowerment. And then the final piece of the journey, the three-step journey, is return. And in this context, as Campbell is talking about it, it's the return to the community. And so that's where I'd like to take up here today, now that we have that little bit of overview. And the separation from community comes in multiple ways. And the separation, not just of the hero, but of the one walking the path of mastery, of you and I, is not just separation from community, although I think there's a degree of that that is huge among lightworkers, where we've either walked through this lifetime not feeling like we felt fit in general, or we've had things happen that have caused us to shift our consciousness where we have lost the sense of connection, the sense of belonging with communities that seem to have supported us at earlier times in our lives. But in any case, that separation puts us on the path seeking something different. And I believe I said last week that the great majority of people I've met on this path, both other practitioners and those who are seeking healing and those who are taking it to the next level and seeking empowerment or mastery, the great majority, and in fact, I can't think of any who started in a different way, but I'm going to leave it open that it might be possible. But the great majority, if not everyone on this path, started from that separation, from the desire to heal that separation, to heal some kind of pain. And so that puts us on the path of seekers. Now, I know a few people that I've had this kind of conversation with who dislike the word seekers because it seems to, I don't know, almost create an energy of infinity about it. In other words, if you're seeking rather than discovering, for instance, you're not necessarily finding anything. But in the context I'm using it here, I'd like to put it in the context of that old adage or that old equation, seek and ye shall find. So it's not just the seeker who's going to keep looking, but the seeker who is actually finding things that I'm talking about here. That's the path of the hero. That's the path of mastery. It's the path of discovery. And that brings us, in my mind, to this word that he uses, initiation. And there are different ways of looking at that. And I think I started to explore this perhaps a little bit last week, but I found a couple of things interesting about it. One is that initiation now, except for those who are consciously walking this path, seems to be about the process of joining some kind of a club as much as anything else, whether it's joining a fraternity or a sorority or whether it's joining a Masonic lodge or something like that. It's that sort of an experience that denotes what initiation is. And so I actually last week looked this up in starting with a dictionary. And if we skip the first part, which just is describing itself, that definition, a ceremony, ritual, test, or period of instruction with which a new member is admitted to an organization or an office or to knowledge. And that last piece, that or to knowledge, I think is what we are considering it to be in walking a spiritual path. Now, obviously, certain groups have initiations where entering it is definitely about knowledge and about growth and things like that, but that's not the most common view of initiation anymore. So how do we expand that? Well, I also looked it up, not just in an American Heritage Dictionary, but looked it up in the Concise Columbia Encyclopedia. And this is old-fashioned. I like books. It's not a Google search. But this talks a little bit more, I think, about initiation in the way Campbell means it. Ritual transition from one status to another. as from childhood to adulthood, with attendant ceremonies and ordeals. And that gets to the heart of it. In the mythology, the hero's journey is one of going through trials and tribulations. And you can think of the trials of Hercules. That's not the right word, I don't think. But think of the Odyssey, Odysseus going through just heartbreaking, death-defying experience after experience after experience. And along the way, the hero is gaining self-knowledge and hopefully wisdom that goes with that. And again, if we carry that further into the spiritual realm, wisdom to me, the difference between knowledge and wisdom is that knowledge is essentially more about fact or theory, and wisdom is about being able to apply that fact or theory in life, to put it into practice, to practice what we preach or practice what we think, what we believe. And it's that kind of initiation that this hero journey is about, that this journey of mastery is about. And so one of the things that for me, these stories, these myths, these legends, these even biblical stories, those kinds of things from the so-called sacred texts, what they are doing is giving us a blueprint for this, giving us an example that life is about going out. When we've reached that point of disconnect, it's about going out to experience, to discover new knowledge, to have new experiences that allow us then to connect in a new way. And that is what the hero is seeking to do. And then to bring that connection from within ourselves back into our community. Well, I think that if we take this and apply it to the spiritual path, to this path of mastery, to the path of awakening, what is the separation? Well, the initial separation. I love this idea and I hate this idea. I love it because it makes things clear. I hate it because it is not necessarily the answer that we want to hear. The idea that every single issue, every single problem that I have had, that you have dealt with in this life and every other lifetime, boils down to one thing, and that is that we experience ourselves as separate and less than divinity. And so at its core, walking this path, the path of the hero master, the heroine master, is the path of going out into the world, going out into experience, because I don't believe it has anything to do with geography. Although just 2 weeks ago I was talking about pilgrimage. Geographical spiritual pilgrimage can be a wonderful thing because it gets us out of our normal patterns, but it's not a requirement. What's a requirement is choice and movement. In other words, we have to choose to get beyond, and let's take it to an extreme, we have to choose to get beyond the despair of experiencing ourselves as unworthy. We have to get beyond the depression that that can engender, the sense of hopelessness or helplessness. And again, that goes back for me to that last piece as we begin the program of connecting with that spark where there has always been a little bit of opening to our divinity that keeps that energy of possibility alive for things to be better. And so for me, walking this path of hero, heroine, and master is about going back to that place Now, it can be a physical issue that causes it to be triggered for us, the need to search out that greater degree of connection, the need to reconnect. And that is what this initiation process is about. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, let me see if there's anything else in this definition here. A dominant theme is the symbolism of death and rebirth in the initiation process, testing the initiate's worthiness to enter the new status. It often involves special instructions, restrictions, seclusion, and or mutilation among the most important social institutions of traditional pre-literate societies. It continues in such modern contexts as fraternal orders and secret societies. But in those ancient societies, they would mark the special changes, going from childhood to adulthood, having the birth of a child, the marriage ceremonies, the death rituals, stepping up into, well, some sort of a community leadership role, stepping into being the shaman, etc. We would walk through a path that was a little death. But what that little death is the separation. But acknowledging it consciously, acknowledging that in order to step into something new, we have to die to something old. We have to let go. There is no new creation without the destruction of something old. Now, destruction is a strong term. It doesn't have to be devastating. It doesn't even necessarily have to be horribly painful. But it does require dissolving, the dissolution of something old so that something new can be created. And that's why these stories exist. That's why we have these myths and legends. That's why they have whatever resonance they have with us today. Although we as a society, as a culture, have lost track of our mythological roots, at the same time, we're creating new ones. The resonance that had the Lord of the Rings movies be so well received and seen by so many, and the Harry Potter films, these are both heroes' journeys taken in and made large up on that screen. And that's what the hero is about. It's about larger than life, so that it can aid us in the symbolism. And again, I've talked about symbolism before. Everything is symbolism, even language. That's how we operate. That's how we function, through symbols and associations and making those kinds of connections. And that's why I'm talking about this now, because I would love it if everyone I knew walking this path of empowerment would start to see the hero, the heroine within him or herself, to start to take on that mantle of larger than life. Because that's what we're reaching for in walking this path. As far as I'm concerned, there is no reason why you and I cannot come into self-realization in this lifetime. And yet for how many of us is that actually the goal? Or is the goal to just get through the next issue, the next bill to pay, the next emotional trauma in the family to deal with, the next relationship issue, the next issue at work? I'm talking about this because I believe that mastery is possible. And I believe that to take it from possible to probable to actual requires a personal commitment. And it requires a new vision. It requires a vision where what we're focusing on is that image of the master. Okay, well, a little glitch there, so let's jump back in here and pray that that does not happen again. Skype is not necessarily up to what it has been before. But anyway, the hero's journey is requiring us to have some initiation, to have some difficulty going on. And so this energy of stepping into a new vision, maybe it was just too powerful for Skype to handle, that of stepping up to see ourselves as the divine beings we are, that's how we're going to get there. That's how we are going to step into mastery. That's how we are going to create the change within ourselves. And that's how we as a community of, well, not just the community in this program, but the community of lightworkers are going to change the planet. We don't change the planet first and foremost or at all, most powerfully, by outward action trying to fix things in the world. We change the planet by stepping into our power more. And so using this image of the hero or the heroine, what I'd like to do right now is just a little process of claiming ownership of that. So if you're willing to go here with me, just take a few deep breaths and maybe shake out your muscles a little bit. Get yourself as fully physically present as possible. And come back to the idea of your divinity, whatever that means to you. Open to connecting with your divinity more consciously. And so for some, you might imagine your divinity as this ball of light, and as you open it, that ball expands and it fills you. But now, the next step is not just to be filled by it, but to let it merge with you. So it's not just coming into the cells of your body, it's becoming the cells of your body. It's not just filling your emotional body, it's becoming your emotional body. It's not just filling your mental body, it's becoming your mental body. And breathe with that. And maybe join me in claiming it. I am already divine. I am already divine. I am already empowered. And breathe with that. And if your eyes are open, close them so your focus can be more internal. And if you can visualize this, that's wonderful. And if you can't, that's okay too. You don't need to envision this for it to be true. But you're stepping into an intention. And for, if you can visualize, great. See yourself in whatever image comes to mind as the hero or the heroine. So maybe it's a figure from mythology. Maybe it's a comic book hero. Maybe it's something entirely unique to you. And you're going through an initiation process to step into being that hero or that heroine that you already are. That divinity that you already are. In shamanic circles, that's often very literally the death of the body on the journey, even the cutting it up, the pulverizing of it. And so right now, you standing there as the hero in that form that you envisioned, let yourself die. Let that image die. You might imagine it, oh, in some ways, like some of those cartoons where you have a character inside another character, and at the top of your head there's a zipper, and you can unzip this outer form, and suddenly out steps the new hero or heroine that you are, the new master that you are, and allow yourself to breathe into that new form. But if you were pulverized, if you were divided, if you were demolished, if you were cut into pieces, those pieces are going to reform into this new form for you. Whatever way this happens for you, embrace it, receive it, embellish it. I am already divine. I am already empowered. And let your breathing be as deep as you can allow it to really take this in. And feel in your physical body that divine energy has now become your physical body in a more palpable, real way. Looks the same, but it's a whole new level of awareness, a whole new level of empowerment, a whole new level of mastery. And just breathe that in. And now, again, if this is something you image or you see in your mind's eye, that's great. If not, it's perfect. You've had the separation. You had the initiation. Now it's time for the return. And so take that image of yourself back into your everyday life. Back into your primary relationships. Back into your home environment. See yourself there. Feel yourself there. With this new divine energy that you have created yourself from. Feel yourself in those relationships of love, being able to be more present. Feel yourself in any relationships you might have that are antagonistic, being able to be there at peace and able to offer love. Feel yourself in any situation that's uncomfortable, having a greater sense of strength and power. And feel yourself in all of your life, in all of your relationships, having a greater sense of freedom to choose. And just let yourself take that all in and let that flow through you. And I will shift gears here. First thing I want to say is, for those of you who like these kinds of experiences, I am being guided to restart one of the initiation processes that I have done, which is called the Gateway Activations. Initiation, activation, attunement, all of these for me are words that hold similar meaning, about having a shift in experience that you then take back with you into your world so you can live it differently. And these are typically on the full moons. The next full moon is this coming Tuesday, the 27th. And so we will be opening the Gateway of Mystery. I don't know what that means. It's a mystery to me. One of the things I know about these is that they tend to redefine and tend to take the people who are joining and co-creating them into new experiences of whatever that particular gateway is that we're opening. We're opening up the energy creating a gateway to bring that energy down for the planet. As I said earlier in the program, this is a free will planet. We must make choices to open and to accept and to receive the help available. And that's part of what this is. But more importantly, at the personal level, it is not just the work that we're doing for the planet, opening up the gateway. It's opening up, establishing a personal portal for each participant from that gateway directly into your energy field, so you can more easily access, receive, and amplify that energy in your life. And I don't know what amplifying the energy of mystery in your life will do. I have some ideas, but I'll let them talk about that during the actual event. But if you're interested, that will be on Tuesday evening. It will be 7:30 Eastern time. It will be available in person. It will be available through teleconference, and it will be available through the court recording if you can't do it live. And I will be putting that email out either tonight or tomorrow morning for more information. So if you're not on my email list, let me know so I can get the information to you. Anyway, that's the end of the commercial announcement. And let's jump into the channeled piece here. We have time for a little bit of that. So as always, allow your breathing to deepen while I do the toning to bring in today's guest. Om Nyonayano. Hello, dear ones. This is Geronimo, come to be with you today. Welcome. So, So you desire to be a master. You desire or have the willingness to step into yourself as hero, as heroine. Well, good for you. It is about time. Lift your vision higher than you have ever imagined it to be before. Do not attach yourself, and this is where it gets tricky. Do not attach yourself to timing, and do not attach yourself to a particular pathway being the way to get there. As long as you are watching for those attachments when they come to the surface. Because we can tell you not to be attached, but we also know that you are attached. You are attached. You are attached because you're not yet experiencing your mastery. Being in mastery, being at that level, means your attachments are done. Breathe into that. And so it is not a question of whether or not you have attachments. It is only a question of how to bring them to the surface so you can let them go, so you can step into freedom to choose. So you can step into freedom to be the power, the light that you are. And that is what this path of the hero, the heroine, the master is about. It is about stepping into those circumstances where these attachments will be brought to the surface, because attachments are shackles. If you are attached to anything in your life being this way, this is the way it has to be, this is the right way, then you have shackled yourself and stopped your progress in your path of empowerment. And so it is noticing the shackles, it is noticing the attachments, it is noticing those definitions of right and wrong that will free you to become the experience of the master that you are. And that is what the initiation process is. The separation is the experience of an attachment. The initiation is the working through the clearing of the attachment to get to the experience of greater freedom, expanded power that is on the other side of the letting go of the attachment. And then the return, the reconnection with the rest of your life and the bringing that new power there and the expressing of it. The sharing of it, which is automatic. You don't need to tell others about it. You don't need to tell them how marvelous you are, how much you are the hero or the heroine, or how difficult it has been for you to walk this path. That will not impress them, and it will not change things for them. What will change things for them is feeling you in your higher freedom and power. And so that would be the challenge of the hero, the challenge of the heroine, the challenge of the master that we would offer you here today. To ask yourself, what is the attachment I am most ready to let go of, most ready to change, most ready to acknowledge and dismantle? What aspect of my life am I ready, in other words, to let go of, to kill, in order to be reborn? Breathe that in. And know that you have tremendous support. You do not walk it alone. We will be there to help you both with the killing of the old and the birthing of the new. You need just ask and open to receive what we are offering always. Much love to each and every one of you. Namaste, dear ones. Thank you, Geronimo. And Don, you can start those chimes back up. And I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining me here today to co-create that which we brought forth. It is always a co-creation. I cannot do this without you. Thank you for sharing your energy, your intention, and your desire for mastery here today with me. I will be here same time, same place next week with a new exploration. I wish you a marvelous time and a happy, happy, happy week. Namaste, my dear friends. Much love.